continuing from last week, we're trying to immerse ourselves in Hanukkah. We pointed out that Hanukkah is a yontif where a person has to get the proper approach to life. It's a machlokes in deis, a battle of thought, a battle of the philosophers against neged das Torah. And a person in Hanukkah, the kiyum, the avoida of this man, is to make sure that we think like Yidden, we think with Hashkafas HaTorah. And this year we're focusing in particular on how Yavan views the world of science, the world of Teva, the world of nature. And we pointed out that the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Choshech al pnei tohoim. What is the nation of darkness in the world that's representative of all the darkness that could exist? Zehu Yavan. This is Yavan, this is the Greeks, which is certainly not what we would think at first glance. The Greeks are responsible for the great enlightenment, all of the wisdom that we're using today. Chokma bagoyim tamin, we legitimize this wisdom itself. We hold of the wisdom, and nevertheless, they epitomize darkness. And the point is that the Mesilas Yesharim says the greatest problem in darkness is that not just that you're groping in the dark. Because if you're groping, you know you can't see. Someone says, hello, is anybody there? You don't know what's going on. The worst part of darkness is when you touch up something wrong. When you see an Adam, when you see a person with all of his vitality and life and Selam Elokim, and you see it and you think it's an Amud, you think it's a lifeless piece of matter. And sometimes you'll see a lifeless piece of matter, an amud, in the darkness, and you'll think, I see him, that's my friend, that's David. No, it's a lifeless piece of matter. The most dangerous part of Choshech is the wrong pshat. Knowing that you don't have pshat, so you know you're in the dark. But the worst part of darkness is when you think that you can see something, and you interpret everything wrong. Yavan took all of the niflos of the Borei Olam, all of the wonders of the world, and they touched them up wrong. Iker chaser min ha-sefer. They took out from the niflos ha-boire, they took out the boire. They turned it into textbooks, into things you could magnify and document, lifeless things. Things that could bring you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are the yesodis of everything. And they cut HaKadosh Baruch Hu off. As the Medrash is Mamshech, why are they called Choshech? Kisfu al Keren Ashar, right on the horn of your ox, right a bumper sticker. Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. We have no shaychus with Borei Olam. And the emes is, this is their hashkafa. They see things that are an Adam, and they see it's an Evan. They uptight it as lifeless. Just to bring out the point, the Ramah tells us in Teres Eila, the Ramah is the Sefer on Kodshim. The Ramah who aided the Beis Yosef, who was part of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is a Sefer, and he brings a Maisa, that Yirmiyah and Plato, they met each other. Wow, this is an amazing meeting. What happens when these two great minds, the Malach Hashem Tzvakas Yirmiyah, and the great thinker, Plato, meet? So he sees Yirmiyah standing there, in front of rocks, rubble of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, what's bothering you? Why are you such, you're Yirmiyah, you're so bothered by sticks and stones. What's the problem over here? And Yirmiyah says to this man, Plato, he says, ask me your most shver shaila, your biggest kasha in philosophy. So Plato answers him. Plato tells him his biggest kasha. And Yirmiyah, betuv tam vidas, right away gives him an answer, something that was bothering the greatest of all philosophers, and he was a chacham. He was a giant of a man. Lefi tumo, Yirmiyah answered the whole thing, game over. So Plato was nishtaymeh. He said, how could it be? He says, you see these stones, all of my terutzim come from these stones of the Beis HaMikdash. It looks like an Evan. It looks like a rock. To the naked eye, to a guy with a goyish cup, it seems like rubble, And by us, it's a chibur. It's the connection of Shemayim and Aretz. It's Borei Olam. What we see as vital and exciting and real, they look at it as lifeless. They see an Evan, they touch it up as an Adam. They see an Adam, they touch it up as an Evan. And the emes is that the only thing we know about the world, the Chachma of Borei Olam, is that we don't know anything. We mamish know absolutely nothing. With all of the research and all the things, garnished mit garnished, Rabbi Yerucham brings in Das Chachma Musar that one of the great Mekubalim met a know-it-all, somebody who said he's got it all straight, says, I want to ask you one question. You say you know everything about the world and how everything works. Geese, okay, I don't know much about geese. The Yerucham can tell me, but I'm just telling you what Rabbi Yerucham says about geese. Geese, even the black geese have white on their belly. We'll check it out. Geese have white on their belly, and the black ones have white on their belly. So this Mekubal asks this know-it-all. He goes, tell me something. You know everything. Why do all geese have white on the bottom of their belly? Oh, I never thought about that. He goes, listen. It's like, this is a little duck pond over here. You say you understand everything in the world, and you can't even explain why there's white on the belly of a geese? We don't know anything, Rabbi Isai. Everything we know is just to probe deeper, to only see that we don't know. It's like someone who climbs up an entire mountain only to find out there's a mountain that's twice the size, going up the other mountain twice the size, only to find out there's another mountain twice the size. Every chachma that we probe into leads to the fact that we understand that Borei Olam is infinite, his chachma is infinite. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem kulam bechachma asisa. Everything Borei Olam has done is in his greatness, not in the jelly inside of our skull called the brain, in the chachma of Borei Olam, which is infinite. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Avos, on the Mishnah of Hevi Mesunim Bedin, he brings a pasuk. David HaMelech says the following thing, Ki yischametz levavi b'kil yosaya shtoine. When I probe all of the sugyas, and I clear every shaila, and I'm mechaded, I sharpen everything. I gain wisdom. He sakti l'adas mashalo yadati. I got all the knowledge that I was missing. V'zechelki b'chachma. This is what I got in wisdom. And then says Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the ice sphere of this pasuk? Va'ani bar v'lo eda. I'm a heathen who doesn't understand anything. Behemis hayisi mach. I'm like an animal. What's going on over here? He just said he acquired all wisdom. And now he's comparing himself to an animal. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki ein chachma le'ish l'mayle menor. There's no greater wisdom to a person. Ha-mevin ki asagas ha-enash ein ha-masbekas. The greatest wisdom a person could ever have is to know that man can't understand anything. That's the greatest achievement of mankind, is to know so much that you know absolutely nothing. To get to that highest point, to realize that you're totally clueless. Yavan tries to answer every sugya. Their koveya, the metzias, like we brought from the Ramban, Aristotle, is only maimin masha'en of royis. Whatever he can document, whatever he can research, he writes papers with all fancy things and says he understands everything, and he understands absolutely nothing. He hasn't even touched the yisod of the bria. Any thinking person will see Borei Olam. Rav Volba Zatzal, his father was a mathematician. And he once met Albert Einstein, the father of Rav Volba. I heard this from a Rebbe of mine who heard it from Rav Volba. Albert Einstein, the famous Albert Einstein, a Yid. And Albert Einstein says to this mathematician, Rav Volba's father, he says, what do you do? He's like, what I do? I'm just a pashut mathematician, katonti. Like, you're Albert Einstein. He says, no. He says, in front of the infinite, the master of the world, we're all nothing. Whoa. From Albert Einstein, not bad. Now, somebody should have brought him to a cheder and he should have learned Torah. But the etzem yitzia of somebody who understands what's going on in the world, the natural outcome is to understand that this is not a place that's Persechel Anoshi. It's a place that Borei Olam is Nisgala. Marabu Masecha Kulam Bechachma Asisa. They were all created in an infinite wisdom. Something that we can't be Masig Bechlal. And the Hashkaf of the Torah is that the Bria, and this is so sad. what's happened today. There's such a kilkel in the world that this Rambam, it's not outdated, but the krumkeit that we have makes us believe that what happened over here, what happened to the pashtus, the bri of the pashtus, the Rambam's koiveya in the second parak of Hilchos Yisrael Torah. How does somebody get a relationship with Hashem? To get avas Hashem, to get yiras Hashem, to have a shaychus with borei olam. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says learning Torah. But that's not what the Rambam paskins in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says the following thing. When someone ponders the amazing creations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, the yira mehem chachmasai, and he sees the wisdom of borei olam himself. She'ein lo erech v'lo keitz, it knows no limits, it's infinite. Miyad hu oyhev, umishabeach, umifar, umisavet, taivi gedoyla leza Hashem is gedol. He becomes infatuated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding this is my borei. This is someone I must get to know. This is someone I must have a shaychus with. And the bria is what brings a person to this. And then the Rambam goes weiter. And now you start doing a cheshbon. Whoa, what's going on here? This is really wondrous, and that's nice, and that brings me to Avos Hashem. Then you start to get petrified. You go backwards. You're a little schnuck in a massive world of borei olam. Oimed b'das kala, sitting in nothingness, no knowledge. Lifnei Tmim Deis, in front of the perfect borei olam. This is our hashkafa on Teva of the world. That the Teva brings us to borei olam, like the Kuzari says. The Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, the great Rishon, says, Ha Teva, nature, is not Mother Nature. Ha Teva's Gematria Elohim. It brings a person to borei olam. It brings a shaychus to the Eibishter to see Mibsori Ex Eloka. From my body, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unfortunate that our body's not see-through, Rabosai. I know it wouldn't look so good if someone's tanning or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, it's unfortunate. Do you know what's going on in here? First of all, we'd be very nervous every day. Like, whoa, why does this keep going and going? Like, where are the batteries on this thing? And then you see a kidney stone, it's taking a left, it's a ticket right, oh, it's been ticket right, oh, we're okay. You don't even know what's going on in there. Thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions of things are going on in there. Maybe sorry from my flesh. Echse Eloka. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody thinks about these things anymore. They just think about what medicine to take. It's a kfira. It's a total upheaval of what Yiddishkeit is. This is what we are. Maybe sorry, Echse Eloka. I don't even need a sefer. Of course, you need to learn. But to get to borei olam, look at this. We could go on for hours and hours. Every part of the Bria is something that's absolutely, you could go out of your mind, without exception. But Yavan took this Shtickel Torah out because they put in a different Shtickel Torah. They put the Adam, this excitement of the Adam, and they made it an Evan. They just made it a science book without anything. And the word Teva means Taiveya also. It means to drown. A person can drown in this and miss the message and not hear borei olam. Borei olam is speaking. He's speaking in every corner, the chol pina v'pina. The word davar, which means a thing, the kadmonim say, why is the word davar a thing? Word davar, where does it come from? What's a thing? The word davar is a dibur, is a speech. Every creation speaks. It's telling us a message from borei olam. It's telling us borei olam's purpose in the world, where we're going with everything. Hashamayim misaprim kavod kel. The shamayim doesn't just sit there. It tells a story. It's misaper. It's speaking. It's screaming. Umase yadav magid arakia. The rakia, the firmament, the shamayim, the himmel, the galaxies, is telling us a story. It's trying to communicate to us. But we're nowhere with this. And it's Iker Chasser Min HaSefer. This is basic relationship with Hashem, Rabosai. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, this is how you get it. You actually have to use your brain, but in the correct way. You actually have to think about how wondrous things are. how amazing all the things in the Bria are. And when a person realizes this, they hear Hashem speak. And to bring from the deeper sources, Chachmeinu Zal, Chazal, from previous HaTorah, the word Elokim, the word Elokim, this is from Chazal, the word Elokim can be changed around to Mi Ela. Who are these things? We know that the world was created with the name Elokim. All of Bereishis is Hashem's name is Elokim, 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 Elokim. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that who is Elokim? Hashem hu Elokim. Elokim is Baal HaKochos Kulam. Hashem is someone who's controlling, being Mashkiach, taking care of, doing, and manipulating everything at every single moment of the day. That's what the word Elokim means. It means someone who's willing our existence at every moment. In theory, we should look like a strobe light, like going, like you should see us being recreated every second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do that to us. Rabbi Yisrael Eli Weintraub was mazmer that in Shemayim you could see it. If you would go higher up to our sources, you'd see like a matzav like that. But down here you can't see it. But the yisoid is that Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is willing our existence at every second. And the word Elokim is Mi Ela. Who did these things? Just like Avram Avinu asked, Mi Baal Habira, who created this palace? The word Elokim vises Mi Ela. And if somebody takes the Rabbono Shalom out of the world, you know what they do. This is also from Chazal. If you take the word Elokim and you take out the Yud K, which is the Shem Hashem, take the Yud K out of Elokim and you know what the word becomes? Elam, a mute. The world doesn't say anything. It's totally silent. There's no chizuk in anything. There's no kesher with Borei Olam. The world is not amazing bechlal. It's a bunch of explosions, Rahmanu Islam. Total stupidity. It's as stupid as the jelly inside the brains of the people who came up with these things. The world becomes mute. And this is what Yavan's Matara was. Yavan's Matara, they're being matzliach. Because it sounds like poetry when we talk about getting excited about the Bria. There was a famous man, Rav Avigdor Miller, who went through extremes to appreciate every part of the Bria. He was found sometimes dunking his head in the water. People would find him. He was down there for a while and they'd go, totally taking a breath. Why? He was trying to appreciate breathing. It sounds crazy. He was the only one who had it right. He was the only one who understood what it is. I have asthma, and there were times I really could not be able to breathe, and I still forget it. After the asthma attack's over, game, I forget about it. It's over. Now I can breathe again. We're so small like that. We don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving to us. And it's much more than that. Because Yavan doesn't... What is their biggest war against us? Not just to be Kofer and Hashem. Fakert. Maybe they'll be Moda that there's a concept called Hashem. But they don't want Hashem doing things for you. You can't have a relationship with Hashem. Kisvu al Karen Ashar, right on the ox. Ein lanu chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. We don't have a connection with Hashem. Oh, you want to come up with some nice thing that the world came about by someone, whatever? Yeah, but he's not helping you daily with whatever you're doing. He put the world into a situation and there's no hashgacha pratis. Nothing that you have to say thank you to Hashem. There's no relationship over here. Absolutely nothing. This is the epitome of the apikorsis of Yavan is not just that there's no Borei Olam, but you don't owe anyone anything, man. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to say thank you. You don't have to feel obligated. You can just be a free bird your entire life. There's no Ol, there's no Torah, there's no mitzvahs, there's no Maimon Har Sinai. Nah, there's some fascinating thing, whatever. It's all good. And this is Tumah. It always bothered me. Why do we call Yevanim? You can't just give Baal Batusha answers for everything. Why do we call the Yevanim Temeim? Biad Tahirim. We call the Yevanim Temeim. So you'll say, what do you mean, Stark? You're losing your mind. A Shegetz is a Tameh. I'm asking. A Goyim or a Temeim. But that's not the way Chazal don't always call a guy a Tameh. Last time I checked. They have words for a Goyim. But when they highlight something, they're trying to make a point. What does the word Tameh mean? Why does it say in Alam Nisim, Tmeim Biyad Tahirim? What is the Nakuda of a Tameh? Listen and you'll see, you'll get a Hergesh of Tahirim Min HaShemayim. Tmeim, what is the Yisod of a Tameh? Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says that all Tumah, you can check this out in Tyrus, you could have a fun time figuring out all the different cases, but without exception, the word Tumah means something that's cut off from its life source. That's what it means. You start with the easiest one, right? A person is Nifter, their neshama was connected to them, the neshama leaves, all of a sudden they become Avi Avois HaTumah. They become the spitz of Tumah in the world. Tumah is dividing something and separating something from its life source. That's what it is. That's exactly what Yavan did for us. They wanted to take a scissor and disconnect the entire world from Bayrei Olam. They wanted Tumah. They wanted, no, it's just a body. There's nothing else. Take a scissor. They wanted to sever the existence of Bayrei Olam. And now what? Now we don't owe anybody anything. And I think this is the problem, Rabotai, I'll be honest with you. There are people today, we all have our nisyonos, there are people who have trouble davening. People have trouble davening, and lo aleinu, there are people who even went on Shabbos's last week without even knowing where they're going to daven, without knowing whether they're going to daven. And this happens all the time. It happens during the week. It happens on Shabbos. What should make someone want to daven? What should make someone want to daven? What should make someone want to daven is to ask for things from Hashem. You're nice. You're not asking Hashem. You're not bothering Hashem. Okay, I could hear why somebody would want to oversleep for such a thing. But what about telling Bayrei Olam thank you? It's a disgusting thing to not give Bayrei Olam thank you. Every morning we get up. Moida ani lefanecha, melechai chayam. You think it's a free ride? Yavan says it is. Yeah, let's just follow statistically how, based on your health and whether you smoke, and da 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 da, and we'll see whether you should wake up in the morning. And if you wake up in the morning, so then it's basically statistically proven you have nobody, you don't owe anything to anyone. A person who doesn't get up for davening is a sick person if he believes in Hashem. If he doesn't believe in Hashem, he has other problems. But if he believes in Bayrei Olam, he's disgusting. He's like someone who's walking out of a Shabbos Suda, much worse than this. Someone walking out of a Shabbos Suda and not saying thank you to the Baal HaBas? Who does such a thing? We're not living with Hashem, so we don't think that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. We articulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pesukei Dezimra, in Birchas Kriyashma, in Birchas HaShachar, in Moedim, in Sim Shalom, in Elokein Tzor, not just asking for things. We're saying, Hashem, you're part of my life. You're giving me things for free. I'm a nothing in this world, in this awesome Bria called the world. And you let me be here every day. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I owe you more. I owe you more than my life. I owe you everything. And someone who could miss that has no relationship with Hashem, and that's a frightening thing. I would say that everything they do, you'll excuse me for saying this, is worthless. Because they don't have a kesher with Hashem. They're culturally Jewish. And the Maharal says in Ner Mitzvah, he says that Yavan is compared to a nemer. A nemer in the Psukim in Daniel, he's compared to a leopard. A leopard, have oz kenamer. The problem with a leopard is he's brazen, he's oz. What's the tchuna of someone who's oz? Who's got a certain amount of chutzpah, brazenness? Well, I don't know if you guys covered it. I'm not learning what you're learning, but I'm sure you did. Ein adam meiz panav bifnei balchova. You covered this idea? A person cannot look at the hand that feeds him in the face and say, I owe you nothing. It doesn't happen. It's part of the nature of Briyas HaOlam that you just can't do it. You try. But once you see that guy's face, he's doing so much for you, you just want to crawl into a ball. Ein adam meyiz panav bifnei balchayvai. You cannot hit the hand that feeds you. It's impossible. It's part of creation. You understand? Who can do that? Who can be meyiz? Only someone who has tremendous azus, who's tremendously brazen. Yeah, he can come in front of the Rosh Hashiva. He can come in front of his Rebbe, his parents, and go, I don't owe you a single thing in the world. Well, everyone who watches is like, what? How about today, yesterday, the day before? How about the... Nothing. And Yavan did this with Bayrei Olam. They did this with a beautiful world of matanos from Hashem. A world where nothing is magianos. And they said, you have nobody to thank over here. You have nothing to do over here. There's nothing you have to do. And that's the yisod of davening. And it's the yisod of life, is saying thank you to Hashem. If you don't believe that it's the yisod of life, I'll read you the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, Klal Yisrael always follows the Ramban. He leads the way for everybody in Hashkafas HaTorah. This is the lashon of the Ramban. Ve'ein kel elyon chefetz b'tachtonim. Hashem has no desire for His creations down here. All of us. Milvad, except for one thing. Sheyeda ha'adam. A person should be cognizant. V'yodel elokav shebarei. And he should thank Hashem that He was created by Him. V'kavonas romas hakol b'tfilas v'kavonas bati kinesios. The whole purpose of shul. The entire purpose of shul. V'schus tfilas harabim. The whole purpose of everyone getting together to daven. Zehu sheyiel ibnei adam makum yiskabsu. So people could get together and do what? Ask for things? No. V'yodu lakel shebarem. Thank Hashem for creating them. Wow, that's so simplistic. Hashem creating them? I've never thought about that. So that's the yisod of the entire Bria. That we should have a place to say, Brio secha anachnu. We are your creations. The Ramban says all of life is about this. This is the tachlis of Briyas HaOlam, is to go and daven in shul. Is to thank Borei Olam. And Rav Huttner says in Pachad Yitzchak that the word moda, which means to thank, also has another pshat to it. Right? The hoda, which means to thank, is also the word hodas baldin, which means to admit. Why do people not like to think about what we're talking about today? You know why? It makes you feel tight and obligated. No one wants to get out of bed and say thank you to Hashem. They would much rather live a life that they're not getting anything. But guess what? You have to admit. You have to think about the brachas in your life. And there's so many people who think about one little annoying thing that bothers them, they can't get it out of their head. They're such small thinkers. They don't realize they have everything in the world, but they're stuck on one thing that invades their head all day. A person who wants to be moida to Hashem, who wants to thank Hashem, can't be an azpanim. He has to be able to be moida, to admit that his life is a gift and he's on borrowed time. And as much as he'd like to just surf his whole life through, the joke will be on him. Because he's on borrowed time. Every day is a gift. And when someone comes to Borei Olam with this, every morning he says, Hashem, I can't pay you back, but I can do the Ramban. All you want from me is a thank you. All you want from me is a relationship. This I can do for you. Chanukah is a yontif. That achar kach kavu. Kavu yimei Chanukah elu. Lahoidoy se lahalo. What does it mean they made the days of Hodah and Hallel? It's true we say Hallel and we say Al Anisim. But why are the days called days of Hallel and days of Hodah? How long does it take to go to Hallel? If you're in a Baal Bas Minyan in America, Hallel will take you all 5 minutes. The entire day is called the day of Hallel? We say Hallel a lot of times. We say Hallel on Pesach. We say Hallel on Sukkot. Well, it's Yimei Hallel Hodah, Al Anisim. Okay, instead of saying Ritzeh, we say Al Anisim. No, the pshat in Chanukah is you become a chefs of Hodah. You start to realize the gilui of the nes of Chanukah shut everybody up. It shut the Yavanim up, because as long as the natural order is in place, they can sit with their science books. And now you take their science book and you throw it in their face and show all of your rules Hashem broke over here. He broke all the rules of strategy and war and all the rules of nature in terms of a shemen, which has no koach to last for 8 days. He made it last for 8 days. You guys are silenced. Why did he do that? To wake us up to a relationship. A relationship that we have with Borei Olam. He's interested in us. And Chanukah is his man to ride this wave. Mo sur. It's barely about Chanukah, Rabosai. Only the part, Yivanim, Mikvasu, Maskim. The other parts are about every part of Jewish history. Hashem wants us to ride this wave and use this as a time to contemplate what's going on. The wave of Jewish history. Hashem wants us to steig. In Mo Ashiva Hashem kol tagmuloi alai to chapa nigin. A chazan goes with the song, do it with fervor, with thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Ashiv Hashem. What could I give you back? Kol tagmuloi alai. You give me everything. Chanukah is a zman that if you don't know what you're saying, it's a tragedy. Because it's about a relationship. And it's about reigniting this despicable behavior that we have, this katnus. All Hashem wants from us is a relationship. We should be zeicha to have emes hargasha of our chelek b'lokei Yisrael. Amen.